Hi, this is Kyle Bauer from Houston at Commodity Classic, visiting with Camille Lambert. She's Technical Service Manager for FMC. Camille, FMC has a number of residual products that really puts full season weed control into a lot of crops.
Yes, we have an excellent portfolio when we think about overlapping residuals in soybeans, and being successful starts before the seed goes into the ground. So this is a year where commodity prices are lower and growers are really trying to dial in more on what their strategies are going to be. And so asking the question, you know, what's in my herbicide program and why is this product in there? I think that's a really important thing to do this year and really take the time to get educated. Our portfolio is amazing when we talk about length of residual. So not all herbicides are created equal in the fact that some will last longer than others. So we talk about soil half-life whenever we talk about length of residual. And sulfentrazone, that's the active ingredient in our Authority brand product. So sulfentrazone has an extremely long half-life. And when you think about pushing soybean planting earlier and earlier, as we have been doing over the last couple of years, some of these problematic weeds, like pigweeds, water hemp, or Palmer amaranth, some of those really prolific, fast-growing weeds, they don't even start to come up until we have greater than 350 GDUs. And so when we think about our herbicide strategy and those two weeds are in mind, we need something that's going to last, because a lot of times if the farmer's going out and spraying their pre-herbicide, it might be 2 weeks before that seed goes in the ground. And by the time it actually comes out of the ground, a lot of times that herbicide can already be gone. So evaluating the length of your residual is very important. The other thing that I like to talk about is overlapping residuals. So essentially what that means is whenever you spray your pre-emergent herbicide, you're flipping your calendar about 30 days forward, you're writing down that field name, and you're back in that field within 30 days, even if it's clean. And by doing that, you're essentially preventing the weeds time from being able to germinate at all.
So you don't wait for the flush to show up, you're there so the flush never happens.
Absolutely. So I'm a visual person. So I think about a blanket, okay? So your residual is like a nice thick blanket. So whenever you lay that blanket down, nothing can come up through that blanket except for the soybeans. And over time, about 21 to 28 days later, you're getting photo degradation from the sun, you're getting microbial degradation from the soil, and you start to get holes in this blanket. And so by coming back in within 30 days, you're laying down another fresh blanket, because the ultimate goal is getting to shade or canopy closure. Right. And once we've got to canopy closure, we've won the game.
Right. Well, and by that second application, you'll have canopy by then.
You will. And so that's where it's really important too, your in-season residual. So we choose a product like one of our Authority brands. So you've got Authority Edge, Authority Supreme, and Authority XL. Those are really the three that we're dialing in and focusing on. And then you come back in season with a product like Anthem Max. That has one of the longest in-season residuals that are out there right now. And so that will get you to canopy closure.
Well, your thought of just putting it on the calendar, don't even go look, just spray it. That's a new thought process to me that really makes a lot of sense, and because you tend to go scout. And by the time you scout, the weeds are already up and you've got those holes in your blanket.
Yes, you get those holes in your blanket. And in the weed science community, there's been a lot of research done with weed scientists across the country looking at spraying, you know, some of these fast-growing weeds like water hemp or palmer at 4 inches tall. And we are still not even getting the job done when they're 4 inches tall. So we really have to adjust our mindset and say, it's okay if the ground's still bare. I'm going to go ahead and spray again. That way I never have to stress about the weeds that are escaping, because there are none.
That's very interesting. Camille Lambert, she is a technical service manager for FMC. This is Kyle Bauer reporting from Commodity Classic.